This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Over the years on Marketplace, we've tried to cajole artists to talk business. Now, it's not easy. Many are more comfortable talking about inspiration and passion than getting their hands dirty with money. But if you want to bring a creative project to fruition, there are money choices to be made. For instance, jazz chanteuse Lauren Kinnon decided to go online to crowdsource the money for her solo album called Circle in a Square that's just out. Some people might use a spreadsheet to set their fundraising goal when crowdsourcing cash. Lauren did it in a more jazz improv kind of way.
How do you put a value on yourself? So, I don't know. I really honestly said I want it to be more than $15,000 and less than $20,000. It was really literally like, let me just split the difference. And I thought maybe $17,000 was an achievable number. The trick about that, though, is that if you don't raise that number, the whole campaign just zeroes out. It doesn't move forward.
But while $17,000 may seem like a fortune to someone who's just starting out in their musical career, in your world, it's actually not that much money. Some people must have wondered if you could actually pull this off for $17,000.
Oh, absolutely. One of my colleagues said, congratulations, that is so exciting that you raised that money. Now, are you going to do another campaign? Because you know it's going to cost at least that much for hiring your press and your radio and doing your packaging and printing your product.
And you didn't want to do this in your basement, Lauren, right? You wanted to do this at a grown-up studio.
No, it's important to put yourself in the place that you work best, right? So I hired one of the most amazing producers. And it was also important to book a studio. And the best studio in town was Avatar. And I hired the best musicians. And we're going to be relaxed, and we're going to eat some nice food, and we're going to make some music.
And just tell me how to send my direction.
And that all fit on $17,000.
No, of course not. So that's why, in a way, I call my Kickstarter campaign my seed money.
We can't change it.
The aftermath of that was my digging into my own pocket. But that didn't seem quite so impossible now, because now I really had great bones to build on. This is still my investment. You know, it's going to take a while to be made good on it. But I think the most important thing was to make the best record I could make. And I think that's what I did.
Lauren Kinnon's solo work is called Circle in a Square. Lauren, thank you.
Thank you so much, David.